Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. Welcome to the morning show here at WFHR. James behind the mic. I got Seth over here to my right. Melissa's in Abbotsford. And we're joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing today, Paul?
Doing well. How are things going there?
We're enjoying this sunshine.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
enjoying these nice starts to
it's
mornings.
Beautiful.
Paul, I came to work this morning without my winter jacket. I did have a sweater on, but I didn't have to wear my winter jacket.
Woot! It's a win.
Yeah. It's brave.
Exactly. Yes, it is certainly a win. Yeah, it's definitely been quite the go of it here with the cold, blustery conditions. And yeah, it looks like we're going to enjoy less wind out there today, certainly, and more in the way of sunshine as well. And yeah, still working our way up to about 60 for a high with a mix of clouds and sun developing as the day progresses. North wind 10 to 15. 39 tonight, partly cloudy sky. A few more clouds, some sunny breaks as well. Thursday could see a few rain showers develop. More in the afternoon tomorrow and then into Thursday night. Some chances for showers. Highs up near 70 tomorrow still. 44 with some scattered showers Thursday night. Friday's outlook, see a few showers possible. Otherwise, more clouds and sun 58. And then scattered shower chances Saturday and Sunday with some mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Still in this kind of showery regime here with the shower chances really on and off for the first half of next week, Monday through Wednesday. High still hanging up around 70, though, so definitely settled in to these spring-like temperatures here looking ahead now. So definitely no more late-season snows or anything to talk about here in our extended outlook. So that's a good thing.
Felt good to say that,
thank goodness.
Paul?
Yeah.
You can tell it felt good for Paul to say
yeah.
that. Felt good.
Yeah.
Felt good to hear it.
Exactly.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Sounds good.
Take care. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, especially when they give us news like that.
Yes. Now they are our friends. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're back to being friends.
Are you guys fair weather friends?
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes. No,
see
I'm
what
kidding.
You did there. See what you did there.
Bro. I like Paul. You know, and I don't think I've ever said this. I am convinced that the radio station I listened to growing up, Mr. Paul Trombley, was the one of the guys, because it was Weather Eye, yeah. and that voice is so familiar.
Yes, yes.
And I know he's been doing this for a long time, so
yeah.
I should really just get up the courage and ask him one of these times.
Definitely,
like,
definitely.
Paul, how long have you been in this business?
I'm
just curious.
I think that's a good question, actually. I think that's a good. I bet he'd like that. We're definitely doing that. I'm gonna force you to do that if anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to that. That's awesome. And we got a lot of fun things lined up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner where we celebrate you guys. After Melissa's news this hour, we will get. We're here from our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to all of that. And there's plenty of other things to look forward to this month. Let's get into five things to look forward to in May. If pomp and circumstance are your thing, the coronation of King Charles is coming up this Saturday. You could wear jerseys, you know, and stuff and put on fake ears. I don't know how you... He's been king since Queen Elizabeth passed away in September, but it's official crowning ceremony, blah, blah, blah. I know that, look, to each their own. If you care about this stuff, if you find it interesting, that's cool and all. I find those people interesting. And especially how, you know, this whole history thing worked out and all that, you know, and that we would have a concern or care at all about those things that's going on.
I think the group at the soccer field over there in the UK put it succinctly when they said, you can take your coronation and shove it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't finish what they said. But I'm sure you can fill in the blank.
I wonder how much longer that's going to last. How long are they going to keep that ruse going? How long can they keep that hustle going? Because that's a hustle. Like, I come from hustlers. I come from the world of this. The royal family, that whole bit that they've been pulling off forever. Maybe there was a point in history where it did mean something. And certainly did.
I think it did, yeah.
Absolutely.
In our lifetimes, it hasn't, though. And I got to imagine our parents' lifetimes, it hasn't. We haven't need kings and queens for quite some time.
Yes.
It seems like...
It's symbolic.
That symbolism, quote-unquote symbolism, is what they lean on and everything
like
that.
Pretty expensive symbol.
Ask
statue.
Ask most people in England what symbolizes England. Their flag. That's what symbolizes England.
Right, right.
What symbolizes most countries? Your flag. You don't need a king and queen. You don't need the royal family and all this stuff. And more, the younger generations are realizing that.
Yeah, they are. I read this really amazing article from a person from the UK. I mean, very much against the monarchy. So I'll put, just throw that out there. But he said, he wrote a couple things that I didn't know about in there, about, you know, their form of government. Okay, first of all, Parliament has asserted its supremacy over the crown in 1688.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. So wow, you're right. They have done something to figure out a way to keep their crown, man, because they don't need them anymore.
It's a hustle. There was a movie back in the day, John Goodman, King Ralph.
Yes.
Where basically, long story short, because it's not a deep plot, everybody, all the royal family's gone, and the only person who could take over to be king of England is an American with some ties, you know, family ties and everything. So, of course, John Goodman, in the prime John Goodman years, goes over there and acts like a fool and all that and stuff. I think at one point he's wearing a bear jersey and a Packer hat. Like, I don't understand.
That's Hollywood. That's what they think.
Yeah, that's, they just think Midwesterner. But I'm a little, actually, I love John Goodman. This is the only time in my life that I have ever said anything critiquing John Goodman. He's a Chicagoan. He knows better.
Yeah.
He knows. Like, that's where you talk to the casting. You talk to the clothing. Like, no. I'll wear both Packer things or I'll wear both Bear things.
All Bear stuff, yeah.
I'm not wearing both. I ain't wearing both.
But see, he was already in a controversial, you know, setting, so why not just amp up the controversy?
That movie made more sense than the royal family in real life makes.
But you know what?
They go ahead and debate me on that.
Like you said, it is a good hustle. But what concerns me is that they're still doing it. They're still managing to pull it off. And recently, like this is within the last 2 months, I heard a politician say, or I read that a politician said, if I was king of America, this is how I would do things. And I was like, I was honestly very much taken aback because that's a position that a politician is going to take. Seriously? Yeah. You're going to actually literally say those words out loud?
Look, maybe it's the last bit of naivety I have in me. I don't believe that the American public would ever okay that, no matter who they're talking about. Yeah. I know that we have a lot of divisiveness. I know that we have a lot of anger, a lot of those things in our country. I know that we have had a former president take the side of dictators. And we've seen how, you know, the danger of that. And how, if that doesn't alarm you, then you are not American. I apologize if that's insulting to you, but that's my feeling. That's my opinion on that. Mm-hmm. I can't understand how America is not just about America. It's about democracy. If you are not supporting democracy throughout the world, it's all connected. You understand that, right? Like, we don't just live in some little spot here where everything's walled off and we don't interact with the rest of the world. There's this thing called importing, exporting. There's this thing called life that happens where it all bleeds
all
into each other and everything. A democracy lives here. It's born here. We are the birthplace of democracy.
And the testing ground.
And we are the testing ground for it.
Good way of putting that, yeah.
And how we handle democracy here, the rest of the world is watching. And a lot of those... And the way when we take the sides of dictators, when we have politicians talking about what it would be like to be king and stuff, dictators love that. Dictator, you think the leader in China, you think Putin, you think them, they aren't using that as bulletin board material? They're not taking out those articles and putting them up on the wall and everything and show, hey, look at what we've doing. Look at that. This is the positive here. Like, get out. Miss me with that. Get out of your own little bubble for once and realize that the world is not just about you.
Yep. Well, and just if you look at history. The history of the United States, look at the elections from the 1840s, okay? Anyone, there was a whiff of anyone saying, you know, that was the worst thing you could say to someone in politics.
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to make themselves a king.
Yeah.
And if you did that, man, everyone would be like, get out of here. What are you doing with that stuff? We're many things here, but we're not that.
The only person...
This is the antithesis of what America stands for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love that word, by the way, antithesis. That's such a good word. The only king that deserves to be is Mel Brooks. That's the only king that we should have.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
Good to be the king.
In sports, the NBA and NHL playoffs are happening all month. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday.
Enthusiasm. I like it.
The PGA Championship is May 18th. The French Open is the 22nd, and the Indy 500 is the 28th.
Wow,
Sorry, Seth.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't realize that I never registered the Kentucky Derby and the Indy 500 in the same month.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never registered with me. Wow.
I'm actually going to a Kentucky Derby party this weekend.
Really? Cool.
Very cool. Yep. You doing the whole dressing up thing?
Got my hat.
Yeah, you got to have the fancy hat.
That's right. Drink your mint julep.
Yes.
There you go.
Enjoy. Let us know how that goes too, Melissa.
Yeah. Yes,
tell us how that goes on Monday. I'll let you know how I fare in the racing. Yeah. There's going to be some, what did they say? Mild betting?
Friendly wagers. Friendly wagers.
Yes.
In movies, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opens up this Friday. The 10th Fast and the Furious movie, Fast X, hits theaters on the 19th. And Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid arrives on May 26th.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for the superhero movies, so I'm definitely going to see that new Guardians movie. I'm looking forward to it. I am afraid of what they're going to do to Raccoon.
Poor Rocket.
Yeah, I don't want anything to happen to him. But I'm a sucker for those movies.
It's James Gunn's swan song with Marvel. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes out.
They're saying that this is the last Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
I find that hilarious. I genuinely laughed at that when I heard that.
They're going to reboot it after this one.
Yes.
They're going to start all over at the beginning. Yeah. Yep.
I don't.
Prequel.
I would not be shocked if it's like Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez's last one, like some of the main actors that have been there since the beginning.
Right.
That wouldn't shock me. But I am totally with you, Seth, on the whole revamping of it and everything.
It's just making too much money from them. Why would they stop?
And as ridiculous and silly as they are, I've seen every single one of them. I've seen every, and I'll see 10. I'll see 10. I ain't going to see it in the theater, but I'll definitely see it.
Nothing wrong with big, dumb movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big dumb movies, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yep. I think you just have to own what they are. Just
exactly.
Don't try to make it something it isn't or anything like that.
Okay, but they should have some kind of plot.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree.
That's understandable.
Melissa, car crashes.
Yeah.
You don't need plot when you've got car crashes.
Seth has a very good counterpoint here. He has a very.
I guess that is the only reason I would pay attention to NASCAR.
Basically, you're right.
But I feel icky saying that.
I know.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It's true.
I don't like that.
And people die. People have died.
That's why I don't watch them.
Yeah. There you go.
I am curious to see how they push the bar this time, because the last one they went to space.
Gone under the ocean yet?
Oh, I don't know if they've done that. Yeah. They have pretty much had a car fly, pretty much.
Yeah.
They've had a car in space, so that might be the next one. They've rode on a building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black hole.
The Earth underground.
A lot of people talking about the Little Mermaid live action remake too. I don't know if somebody needs to tell Disney or not. These are not working. These are not, and for anything positive people say about them, there's a lot of negatives to them and everything.
Yeah, but they're talking, James.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
it's a great point.
Disney
great
is point. Pretty good at making at getting people to talk.
On TV, the MTV Movie and TV Awards are May 7th. America's Got Talent returns May 30th. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's first TV series, the Netflix spy comedy FUBAR, lands on May 25th. It's his first TV series.
Wow.
I kind of want to watch that.
Me too. Yeah.
Wait. MTV still has award show. Award show.
I was a little. Soft.
I didn't know that.
They still have music videos.
Yeah, right.
No, they don't have those anymore. No.
Actually, they're only awarding old videos. That's what they're doing now.
I would watch that.
Yeah, that would I watch. Yeah. That would be interesting.
They're the ones worthy of awards.
And of course, the holidays. The big ones are my oldest daughter and my son, my brother's birthdays. The big ones are Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, which happens to be Bria's birthday.
Yeah, very cool.
Mother's Day on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day on the 29th. There's also Star Wars Day coming up tomorrow, May 4th.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, indeed.
National Eat What You Want Day is on the 11th.
Isn't that every day?
Yeah. National Mimosa Day is on the 16th.
Mm.
And National Hamburger Day is May 28th.
It's a good day.
There's a National Hamburger Day?
Yeah.
It's the day before Memorial Day. That makes sense. You know, get out the grill,
that
man.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there you go.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's an old one. That's an old one. I'm old. It's we're going to keep moving. We're going to get to break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some celebrating. Speaking of age, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner.
So smooth.
God, I love a good segue.
So smooth.
It's right here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do is do some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. And if you're celebrating a birthday today or any day coming up here in the month of May, get on over to Misty's. What will they receive, Seth?
They will receive some delicious pie, not cheesecake, as my oldest keeps trying to convince me is pie. No, no. Cheesecake is not pie. It's shaped the same. It looks similar, but it is not pie.
I love
those right?
boys.
I know. Want them? You want them?
I appreciate everybody sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. We want more, though, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, direct message us those birthdays and anniversaries. Appreciate everybody doing that. Let's dive right into the list. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
One today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kelly McLean.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Kelly, enjoy your day. Used to work with Kelly back in the day over at Cops. Now it's Pick and Save, but he used to be Cops when I was there, working third shift and everything. Good guy.
Is that kind of ironic for you to work at a place called Cops?
Yes, yes. Very, very, very. My
Which
father.
Is why he got the job there.
Man, I was there for 2.5 years, and for 2.5 years, my father could not get enough of that joke. A mail off working at Cops. Dia Green is celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Dia.
I hope you have a great one. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Sherry Marskoff.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
I think I'm saying that name, that last name correct.
Let me see.
Take a look at that, Seth.
That's what I would say. Marskoff.
Yeah.
Or Marzofka, maybe?
Yeah.
Marzofka?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
I do apologize if I'm getting that wrong, Sherry. You can say Mailoff wrong all you want. That's how it works. It's only fair. But you are a qualifier, if that makes up for it a little bit.
She knows who she is.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Sherry, you're our qualifier. We wish you a fantastic birthday.
Enjoy
Taking
it.
A look at our celebrity list, Pom Clementiff is 37. She's Mantis in the Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, and the Guardians of the Galaxy
Speaking
movies.
Of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's her birthday this week. That's cool.
She did a really good job in those movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. I don't know much of other things she's done yet, though, so I'm looking forward to... I think it's kind of... They seem to be retiring...
French films. The Easy Way and Sleepless Night.
She is a French actress. Okay. I thought so, especially with that name.
Was it Odd Boy? She was in that one, too. The
yes.
one that Elizabeth Olsen was
yes.
in as well. She was in that. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Hacker's Game, and she'll be in the new Mission Impossible.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, they're filming those back-to-back.
Oh, wow.
It's a two-parter, and it's supposedly the last one.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Uh-huh. She was also in Thunder Force.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. Huh. I'll have to look. Cheryl Burke is 39, Irish, Russian, Filipino, Dancing with the Stars beauty. She helped Drew Lachey and Emmett Smith win the second and third seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if she's still on there or not, but
we don't have the right person here to talk about that.
Yeah, well, we'll get, our Dancing with the Stars expert.
That's
Beth,
right.
We'll
yep.
have to ask her. Rebecca Hall is 41. Kong expert Dr. Liana Andrews in Godzilla vs. Kong. She was also the scientist who creates Extremis in Iron Man 3, Johnny Depp's wife in Transcendence, and Vicky in Vicky Cristina Barcelona. She's a good actor.
She's a very good actor,
yeah.
yes. I like her very much.
I got a couple of those coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Church is 46. We were just talking about him, Terry and I, the other day. I don't know a lot of modern country artists, but a girl I was dating some years back was a big Eric Church fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to a lot of Eric Church. great singer-songwriter. Nice, yeah, mm-hmm. he's got a like a voice that I recognize, mm-hmm. and very talented, very talented.
And his songs are a little different too. He writes a little different than your standard country stuff.
I like Springsteen. I like a couple of his.
Yeah, Springsteen's a good song. Yes. Yeah.
The good, the wonderful Christina Hendricks is 48 today. Beth Bolin on NBC's Good Girls. Joan Holloway on Mad Men. Just one of these actresses that has taken on a, like, gotten really comfortable in her own skin and in the game, and is just continuing to do, like, really impressive work.
Cool.
I think she really blew people away with Mad Men. And really like got her break there. Drive was a really good performance as well. But she's just been kind of like doing some really interesting projects lately, I think.
Cool.
It's a very good actor. I'm trying to see, where is it here? She's been doing voice work too. So she's been all over the map with this stuff. Just seems to really be taking her career, I don't want to say casually, but like having fun with it.
That's nice if you can do that.
One of our guys, Seth Dulay Hill, is 48 today.
Oh, I love Dulay Hill.
Alex on Suits, Larry on Ballers. He was used to be President A. Charlie Young on The West Wing, but Seth and many people know him, of course, as Gus on Psych.
On Psych, yeah, that's right. Mm.
He was also in Drew Hill back in the day. He was one of the members of the R&B band Drew Hill.
That's right. Yes, that's right. He's a marvelous singer, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know him from The West Wing.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's in the
Holes.
Oh, that's.
Oh, thank you.
I had forgotten he was in that.
Man, I keep forgetting about that movie. That was one of my sister's favorite movies.
And that's a good movie.
She's like, Jimmy, my sister and I were really weird and really bad about movies. And back at the time, she was like, you have to see this. You have to see this. I'm like, I'll see it. It's a Disney movie. Oh, but this kid, Shia LaBeouf, you got to see him and all this. And Sigourney Weaver's in it and all that.
And John Voight.
Yeah. Finally, it's like, she breaks me down. I see it. I loved it. Loved the movie. Loved it. It was fantastic. It was a really cool, really, really well-written movie. Yep. And came out of it thinking, my God, Shia LaBeouf is one of the next great actors. I did not see the crazy stuff happening.
How could you, really? Yeah.
But I have never taken anything from his acting. No. He's a solid actor, and he was really good in that movie. Mm-hmm. He hung with Sigourney Weaver and John Voight. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And to be fair, that movie was based off of a very excellently written book.
That's right. I remember that.
And my sister loved the book, too.
Dulay Hill is also in the reboot of The Wonder Years as well. He plays the father in
Yeah. Hey, I love seeing actors like him get work. Amy Ryan is 55. Holly Flax on The Office. Good actor. Good actor. Sailing. Christopher Cross is 72. When they talk about overnight sensations, it comes from Christopher Cross.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people that the phrase was used for before him and everything, but to modern audiences, it's where it really, really blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really blew up literally overnight. Like you look at his chart toppings and where mm-hmm. he was ranking and everything, and literally overnight, the next day, when they redo the ratings and stuff, there's Christopher Cross, Sailing's way up at the top.
Double platinum debut album and everything. Man.
Sailing, Ride Like the Wind, Arthur's Theme, The Best That You Can Do.
Yep.
I think, too, and I've heard him touch about it a little bit, it was a little too much too soon. It seems like it would be for anybody.
Yeah. But still, you got to give him all the credit in the world, even though he later got lost somewhere between the moon and New York City. But
nice.
But we still love him. We still love him.
Yeah. Yacht Rock is not where it is without Christopher Cross.
That's right.
The great Greg Gumbel is 77. One of the Gumbel brothers. Mm-hmm. He broadcasts NFL and its NCAA basketball games for CBS. I have loved Greg Gumbel for a very long time. I like the Gumbels in general, but Greg is my favorite.
He's got a great voice. I love his voice.
I will admit.
I like his hair.
Also biased. The brothers, they are from Chicago, so I will admit that.
What?
Yes.
You're biased at people
shocking.
In Chicago?
Yes, it is shocking. No, I understand.
My world is crumbling around me.
Civic media is looking for a way to get rid of me just because of that. Frankie Valli is 89.
Wow.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Leader of the Four Seasons, Jersey Boys.
Still alive.
Jersey Boys is all about him, and I don't think a lot of people did set that.
No.
Only, and we don't say that in a mean way.
No.
He's taken himself out of the public eye for quite some time and everything.
Yep. He's just been in retirement,
I joke about this a lot, where I can't handle that high-pitched singing.
Yes.
It drives me nuts. It's nails on a chalkboard for me. It's one of the few sounds I can't handle. But I have all the respect in the world for Mr. Valley and for the singers of that ilk.
Yes.
Back in the day, they paved the way for rock and roll. They paved the way for R&B, for so many styles of music. And it's an interesting story, too. A lot of people, my aunts love Jersey Boys. Like, they will go out of, they've seen that show like five times, and they'll go see it again.
There were very few acts after the Beatles hit that could keep their own sound and still have hits. The Four Seasons were one of those groups because they had such a distinct sound and they had such a great group of songwriters that were working on their stuff. So they could go toe-to-toe with the Beatles and not follow the Beatles like so many groups did, you know, do that the Beatles sound.
Do the
same
thing.
Yep.
Let's see here. And then we have some people no longer with us, like the hardest working man of show business, James Brown, born on this day in 1933, passed away in 2006. Nicely done. I didn't know he was been gone that long.
Yeah.
He was the godfather of soul. The hardest working man in show business, the king of funk, Mr. Please, 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 soul brother number one, the sex machine. I mean, James Brown, you know you've had a career when you've got 90 nicknames. Is he Shaq? As a little kid, getting to see on WGN television one of the live performances of James Brown. Now, I don't think it was a live performance. I think it was an old showing of his performances. Mm-hmm. But he goes out there, and he's singing, and he's working so hard, and he's sweating so hard, and he falls to his knees. I'm like, oh, no, what happened to James Brown? And the guy comes out and puts a cape over him. I'm like, oh, it's the end of the show. Wow, that's a cool way to end it. And then he flips up, and he knocks the cape off, and he starts singing again. One of the greatest things a young me could have ever seen.
What a showman.
The greatest showman ever, as far as a lead singer of a band. I don't know if you can... I think it's a fun debate because you can't really prove who's the greatest or anything like that. But you can't have that conversation and not say James Brown is one of the top, if not the top, greatest showman, greatest lead singer of a band ever. Like, what he was able... Go ahead. You don't believe me. Pull up the footage, everybody. Go ahead and look.
I've got a great example for you. So there's a lot of video footage of his concerts and stuff like that. He was an exacting musician. He was an exacting musician. So there, I can't remember which concert it is, but you know the band's getting into their groove and he's doing his dance up there, and you know he's not singing at the time, you know, it's just grooving along with the band. Either the drummer or the bassist missed a note or something like that, and then all of a sudden he turns around, he's looking at the band, and right within the beat he says, "You know I got you."
Yeah,
because he heard it.
Yep,
he somehow heard it.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
James Brown stopped a show once because of the same thing. A drummer missing a beat. And like, we gotta start the song over. The audience deserves better. The audience always came first. Mm-hmm. The audience always came first. That is the definition of what we do, entertainers.
Yep.
If the audience doesn't come first, you ain't doing this right.
Right, right.
He got that.
Yep.
And incredible showman. Pete Seeger, born in this day in 1919, passed away in 2014. Legendary folk singer. Mm-hmm. He wrote "Turn, Turn, Turn," big hit for the Byrds. "If I Had a Hammer," he was a co-writer on that with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Great song, Irene.
Good night, Irene. With the Weavers,
Thank you. They had the big.
That was one of the first big hits of the 1950s. Was
"Where Goodnight, Have All Irene. The Flowers Gone?" I really like that one.
Bing Crosby, born in this day in 1903, passed away in 1977. One of the best-selling recording artists and most popular film actors of all time.
That is the absolute truth. Harry Lillis Crosby.
Yeah. 41 number one hits, 383 songs in the top 30, and more than 1 billion movie tickets sold.
Wow.
I feel really low about my career right now. I think that High Society is maybe an easy one to say, but it may be my favorite of his.
Okay.
Stagecoach is another good one that I like.
The one he won his Oscar for, Going My Way, that's a great movie too. Yeah.
I mean, just such a great singer. It's understandable in some ways. Don't miss his acting. Do not sleep on Bing Crosby's acting. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Great actor. Stu Hart, born in this day in 1915, passed away in 2003. WWE Hall of Famer, who was the father of Bret Hart and Owen Hart, trained Chris. Any Canadian wrestler you love, Stu Hart trained them.
Oh wow!
The Hart Dungeon is where most. If you wanted to be good at wrestling, that's where you went. You went up to Canada and you wrestled with the Harts.
The Dungeon. Ooh, that sounds.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And that's going to do it for our list for Nicole Machiavelli. Nicole Machiavelli, born in this day in 1469, passed away in 1527, Italian philosopher known as the father of modern political theory. Mm-hmm. The word Machiavellian describes someone who will do anything, no matter how shady or evil, to gain power. my people. Man,
you know you've made it when there's something that is named after you, Machiavellian.
Yeah, right, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe it's not great, but hey, that means he had an influence on somebody.
There's a great question to okay, you get to have something named after you, but it's negative.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know where I fall on that one. I don't
That's
know
a
if
tough
I'd
one,
still
right?
Embrace that or not? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Hmm. We'll take a break right here. We're going to come back after Melissa's news with our friends from Quality Plus Sprinting and our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Everybody, right now with me, put your fists in the air. You got to pump your fists in the air. And then you got to stay like that because the camera freezes
for the rest
the
of the show. Yeah, exactly.
And you just got to stay like that for the next 5 minutes. That's what John Nelson did.
Song ends. That's right.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Breakfast Club. I have no idea how much that movie holds up.
Probably
I
not that
not
well.
I've not watched it in 20 years. Yeah. It probably does not hold up very well. But
a lot of 80s movies.
Man, yeah. I did love that movie, though. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins us right now on the phone. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you?
We're doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Sun's out. A little cool, but warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta like that. We appreciate that. How are things over at the shop, Phil?
Good, good. Busy. Doing great. I just drove in from Sand Valley because ODC's having a fundraiser out there today.
Right.
And we helped supply the signage for it and sponsor it. And so I stuck McKenna out there. She's the lucky one. And I came back to the office.
They're
on a delay because there was frost this morning. So they can't let golfers go out until the warms up a little bit.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
You know, they were yelling at me for stepping on the grass. So I immediately...
Right up. Phil, I know you join us, and we like to spend our time talking about Quality Plus Printing. We believe in buying local, supporting local. Quality Plus Printing supports us. They sponsor Playmakers, joining us every Wednesday, all these things. But I want to talk about your kid. She's amazing, man. She was in Friday talking about this new program that she has going, and just an amazing kid.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, she got it from somewhere. I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah, thank your wife. Thank your wife for us, Phil. I'm kidding, man. You know, I'm kidding. Anybody that knows Phil knows I'm kidding.
20 years ago, where was I?
It's awesome when you meet kids and you can see so much of their parents in them, while also seeing their own, personality,
right.
Their own who they are and stuff. She's an amazing kid, man. I just wanted shout her out.
Well, I appreciate that, James. And Maria is just a hard worker. That's her best quality. I mean, she's a good kind heart, obviously, but just a hard worker. She gets most frustrated when she's not organized and not, doing something, which I'm glad she's around me once in a while, because I bring her in here at Quality Plus and just say, please get me organized.
That's that's a smart man.
That's not my number one quality.
I hear you.
Get organized. I just like to keep moving,
Yeah.
So it's neat to have her. She's going to be something someday. She's really having a good time over at UWSP. She's in the Women in Business program and in the club there, and just became secretary. She joined a service sorority recently, and we just went to an awards dinner for a bunch of business school kids, including her, who received some scholarships last week. And
wow,
and it was just just a pleasure. I mean, I got three beautiful daughters who are all doing their own thing, but I'm very proud of Maria. She really likes giving back to the community. And if you're listening out there and you need Miss Wisconsin Rapids to come to an event, that's what she's been doing. She's
great
in this program. you know, that she come up with is fantastic. I like it too, and I'm very proud to help with it. So,
Phil, it sounds like you're getting busy over there. I don't want to keep you too long. What is our wicked awesome word for today?
I'll turn the doorbell off just because it always goes off whenever I'm on the air. Yep. We got a program, 8:44. Go off.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one I got to try to say because I'm going to have fun trying to pronounce it. Brobdingnagian. Brobdingnagian.
Whoa.
So Brobdingnagian. Brobdingnagian.
Hmm. Wow.
And it literally means gigantic.
Yeah.
Brobdingnagian, which is kind of like the word. So you could ask me where I get this one from.
Yes. Yeah. Where did this one?
This one comes from staring at the TV late at night and watching Big Bang Theory.
Oh, jeez.
And Sheldon and Roz were having a big argument over being in the same office. And Roz said, well, I want to have a desk in here. And Sheldon finally relented. And Sheldon tried to come in his office the next day and couldn't get in the door because Rajesh had put a desk that was Brobdingnagian.
Okay.
Wow.
According to Sheldon. Sheldon looked out that word. And
gotcha.
Nice.
He had to say what it was. So
I would have gotten that wrong. I would have thought it would have come from Gulliver's Travels. I had to look it up, and I knew it seemed familiar and everything.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, Gulliver's Travels, that Brogdani.
The Giants. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, the Giants. In yes. Yeah, yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Huh. That either one is a good reference.
Yeah, exactly.
I like both of them. Nicely done, Phil.
I worked for the low ball TV reference as opposed to the high ball.
The literary reference, right? Yeah.
I don't have many of them. I don't have many. I don't. That's a great word.
Yeah.
It's a fun word to say, too, Phil. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of the words you've brought to us are not fun to say either. So that's been great.
Very cool.
This is a good one. I don't know how many times you can work this into a sentence.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's a whole sentence in itself, really. So.
There's the new game. There's the new game, everybody. When Phil brings us these words, spend the rest of the day trying to find a way to shoehorn that into a conversation.
As many as you can.
And let us know when you do that. Email us, let us know. We'll share it with Phil. Share it with the... I think that'd be awesome. That's a great idea. I think that's fun. That's the new rule, everybody. You take this word, run with it.
It involves so much thought process that the sentence has long gone by, probably before you ever say it.
Gotta plan it out. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna be ahead of the game on this one.
That's awesome.
Conversation's gonna be on a different conversation by the time you get this word out.
I like the idea that you're walking around. Oh, you walk up to your friends and hand them script pages. Like, I gotta get this word in.
Help me out here.
Appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing joining us, Phil. Not only adding to our economy and our community and all that, but adding to our lexicon.
That's right.
Thanks so much for that, Phil. Appreciate you. You guys have a great day over there. Say hi to the staff, okay?
Yeah, you
got to
take care.
You too. Thanks, Phil. See how busy they are over there? They got a lot of business over there, baby.
Phone calls.
A lot of business going on over at Quality Plus Printing. Join them. Keep Phil busy.
But they'd love more. Yeah.
3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can also give them a call at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's all one word, qpprinting.com. Like their Facebook page. You will not be disappointed. It's a great way to keep up with things going on over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, Seth, Melissa, and I. And
it's easy to do that.
Yeah, just it'd fall right into it.
Yep.
We're taking it to the top of the hour. CBS News come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we are going to get into some entertainment news. Looking forward to touching on some of those things. Mm-hmm. And a little bit later in the hour, we're going to get into the new wedding rules of 2023. We'll finally tackle that in the 9 o'clock hour. That ain't right. Stories, good stories. Stories of the day all coming up for you in that 9 o'clock spot. Right now, apps can make ordering lunch much more convenient, but does it ever seem like the food is less satisfying? It can be less fresh if you order ahead and more of a mess, especially if it was delivered. But have you ever wondered if you get smaller portions ordering online?
What?
A software engineer from Chicago started suspecting the portions were different because he'd alternate ordering in person and online. So he whipped out a scale and started weighing the food and tracking the results.
Oh, my.
Love scientists.
Yeah, me too. He ordered 20 of the same salads from Sweetgreen, a 10 in person and 10 online. Almost all of the online orders were smaller, and across all 20 orders, the online ones were, on average, 16% smaller.
Wow.
In the comments, he released this data, and in the comments, some food service workers suggest that this happens at many places where food is assembled in front of customers. The idea is the workers have more time to complete online orders, so they're able to follow the recipes and the strict rules on the portion sizes. But when they're rushed and customers is standing right in front of them, they don't want it to look like they're shorting someone, especially if it means removing a bit to make it the correct amount.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to take out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Customer.
For the record, Sweetgreen claims its portions are the same online as they are in store, and any disparity is unintentional. But other places like Chipotle admit that this can happen. Chipotle says customers have the opportunity to completely customize their meals in restaurants by vocalizing their desired portions.
Yeah. Can I have more?
Of course, Chipotle doesn't care about this. This is a company that, look at what it does to its customers, and people keep coming back. They own this. They joke about
this.
They do joke about everything. The after effects of Chipotle. Chipotle owns this. I'm not saying anything out of the, you know.
No, they haven't even said. Yeah.
Yeah. So they definitely don't care about this. You can also do this digitally, but you can't actually see the food being assembled. So it's likely that you'll have more control in person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have ordered from delivery services before. And the same thought crossed my mind a couple of times when I've gotten the food. I was like, this seems less than I would get at the restaurant. And of course, I didn't measure it. I didn't weigh it or anything like that. But
way to not be a scientist.
I know I'm not. I'm not a scientist. So, but still, and that's interesting that someone else, you know, and I'm guessing more people have thought about this. It's occurred to them as they're getting their food.
I didn't think that Subway was going to be able to survive the lawsuit that they took when the 6-inch sub thing. The foot long wasn't exactly a foot long. Does anybody even remember that?
Like, I don't.
That was a big deal at the time.
All of us went, what does it matter? Honestly,
right.
Are we actually measuring?
An inch or two,
And we all know when you bake something, it expands or contracts. There's things that happen chemically in the oven. But also, they fixed it by putting out tip jars.
I had a student bring this up the other day about how she thinks that they should get rid of filters for cameras, that all social media apps should get rid of all filters, except for like the silly ones where a cat's on your head or something like that.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think it was a bad idea. We were just talking it out and, you know, how it would affect society, all these things and stuff. I think a very similar thing with not as much stakes on the line, mind you, when it comes to advertising and it comes to food. I would respect companies much more if they just showed the food as is. You ain't got to put a glaze on it. You don't have to glue the burger tight so it looks a certain way.
Yeah, right.
Those kind of things.
Paint for milk instead of
ugh.
Real milk.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I we all understand the game. We all understand that they do this and everything. I don't say that we're all okay with it. We just keep rolling. We just keep moving and everything. I think that we should expect more from these companies. I think we should expect honesty from these companies.
Right.
Even in the face of we understand that they're lying to us. And we just accept it.
We just take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing.
Here's a thought. This may be an excellent way to still get people to walk through the door.
Right. Mm. That's my mind was going there too, Melissa. Yeah.
No way.
Bad idea.
Stop thinking like me.
Are you thinking like him?
Mm. Oh, God,
Seth,
help her.
You just swore.
Yeah, you just
the
swore.
The FCC is coming after you, and I'm going to beat your butt.
I got to agree with her on this one. Yeah, that's dangerous. Anybody thinking like me, I feel for them.
I like to live dangerously, I guess.
No, but with the conversation we had earlier about 14-year-olds, you know, serving drinks and things like that, I immediately... There's parts of me that do feel bad because what I'm saying about business, I wholeheartedly believe. But it's not as if I want businesses to go out. I want to do whatever we can to make businesses survive and be profitable. So immediately my mind went to, well, wait a minute, is this going to bring people indoors more? Are they going to, are we going to give up the convenience of DoorDash for the, you know, getting our money's worth, if you will? If to Melissa, what she said, if it gets people indoors, maybe this is even a better thing than we realize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It could be. You, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that as
and
well.
I think it's important for people to still come together. You know, the pandemic we've just been through, it caused so many people to isolate and to withdraw from society. And we're just starting to come out of that. Honestly, some people still aren't because they don't yet haven't regained their confidence, or they're still worried about getting COVID, which is a valid concern because there have been a lot of deaths because of it. But the re-entering of society and feeling good about coming out and being in these businesses with other people, it's an important part of community.
I agree, 100%, Melissa. Actually, you just remind me of a really fun thing. So my dad first, because for the catching anybody up on this one, I almost lost my father to COVID in things, and we're very lucky to have him. So we first get him back. Things are opening up a little bit more. My mom and dad are like, oh, let's go to Subway. So I go run over there with my dad. Big line, crazy line. Nobody likes being in a line. I look at my father, got this big goofy smile on his face. And, well, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, Jimmy, this is great. You know, not just for him to be out in public, to be alive, all this, but to see a group of people. It was there were so many people being it was things had opened up enough and things were so comfortable with people that we were able to do that again. Yeah. And he was just happy to see that many people. I don't think it lasted very long. I'm pretty sure by the third person taking forever or something like that, maybe it might have edged him a little. But I'll never forget that smile on his face. That was a couple of years ago. I'll never forget it. Yep. I 100% agree with you, Melissa. I think we need community. We need each other. We need to interact with each other. And I don't know if it's more or less, but I don't think it would hurt to have a little more of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're right. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we keep going back to local businesses today for whatever reason. Usually local businesses are created to fill a need. And I think that's one of their main functions. And I'm not talking about big corporations here. I'm talking about local businesses. There's a reason.
Yeah, small mom and pops.
Exactly. Places. There's a reason they open because there's a need that needs to be filled there.
Yeah.
And that's what, for me, that's the important thing of what they're here for. Yeah, it's great if they can make a profit and all that stuff. And of course, having a place for workers is great. You know, having a local place
more
that can get people to survive. But in the end, it's like it's a reason. It's a community need, and that's what that's part of the community part for me. Is it why these local businesses are so important?
What are they? Did they call them block parties? That's what they used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bringing that back ain't a bad idea.
Hey,
you know,
I'm all for that. That'd be fun.
That is a community builder. Getting to know your neighbors, being friendly, knowing you can count on the people that live around you.
Yes.
That's what makes our small town communities so strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm even to the point now where I just want people to tolerate each other. Like, you don't have to like each other. You ain't got to sing kumbaya. Just at least tolerate each other.
Yeah.
Realize that we all need each other.
And wave.
Yes, yes.
They've got as much right to be there as you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's work together.
Oh, that's the only way this works, is if we all work together. Otherwise, we all fall down.
Communication. Communication is making me great.
I don't want to cut her off. I love her voice. I just want to keep her going.
That's not how that song goes. What are you talking about?
I don't care. I just want to keep
her. Parody.
We're going to come back, and Melissa's going to do a concert. That's right. We're coming back. We do have some entertainment news and some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.